Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Wednesday, February 14th, 2024, 9:08 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, in studio with San Juan Record Editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Doing great.
Good
doing
deal.
Great.
Yeah.
It's been a few days.
Yes. Yeah. Yesterday had some technical issues we were working through. You may have heard it a little bit on the radio, but anyways, we didn't have a morning show. And so, yeah, it's good to be back.
I was gone on Monday.
And
so.
You were gone on Monday. That's right. Yeah. So,
back in the familiar confines of the Red Rock studio.
Yep. Yeah. Good place to be. Well, once again, morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area, items to bring you, including the latest out of the San Juan County Commission meeting where members of the commission approved updates to the senior center policies, approved an upgrade to ballot machines and letters of support for economic opportunities at their February 6th meeting. Updates included for the senior center policy and procedural manual. Updates were implemented after discussions in a January work meeting and with review from county attorney offices. Among the updates included the addition of an activity committee to review submitted activities. County Administrator Mac McDonald explained, quote, "This is a process that allows a nomination of proposal from the centers to suggest activities for that center. Each center will have an opportunity using the activity committee." Said that creates the formation of a subcommittee to review those suggestions from active participants in the senior center that can then be recommended to the Aging Advisory Board. Among the requirements for activities to be considered included that the activity will need to be for the age group of 60 and older and open to all seniors 60 and older in the county. There also cannot be a fee charged for a proposed activity or event, and a movie names cannot be advertised nor fees collected for viewing movies. Additional guidelines and requirements were also approved as part of the policy update. The Activity Committee is a subcommittee of the Aging Advisory Board and will take suggestions and schedule activities at county senior centers with representation from Center Aging Advisory Board and a designee from the Aging Administration Office. San Juan County Commissioner Sylvia Stubbs recommended that the senior centers make the information for activities available and easy to access. She said, quote, "I've read this from cover to cover twice. I think it's really good. An update from the 2020 version. It's not just something that we made up," she said. "So I like that it's kind of shows it's an upgrade and we've included some new things we discovered for us to clarify." Commissioner Jamie Harvey also commented in favor of the updated policy, which he said will help organize the senior centers and its users. He said, quote, "It allows them a pathway to ask for different activities that go in front of the aging committee for implementation, rather. I think this benefits all seniors because now you have an organized and more structured way to get things done." Members of the commission unanimously approved the updates to the senior center policy and procedural manual. Members of the county commission also approved the purchase of an upgraded ballot tabulating machine. A grant from the state will allow the county to turn in an old ballot tabulating machine for an upgraded model at the cost of just $630 for the new machine, about 10% of the machine's cost. However, installation costs are estimated around $3,800. County Clerk Auditor Lyman Duncan explained that the upgrade from the ESNS DS200 to the DS300 will increase efficiency of ballot tabulation. He says, quote, "It's kind of like sheets in a copier. We can put 40 to 50 ballots on this tray, and it will feed one after the other rather than currently where we're allowed to feed just one at a time." Duncan explained, "Well, almost the entirety of the rest of the state has moved on to DS450 and 650 machines. Some smaller counties have lagged behind, with the state providing the grants to help the county move forward." Commissioner Stubbs asked for an explanation on how the machines work and if they're connected to the internet. Lyman Duncan shared that the machines are not connected to the internet. He added that one computer runs the camera system in the clerk's office to observe county staff as they handle ballots. He says anytime we touch a ballot or election information, we have to be in one of those two rooms to do that so that we can be observed. Going into the small room requires staff to go two by two. Duncan added that the ESNS election system will help the county create a flash drive, which can be plugged into the tabulating machine. Once processing of a batch is complete, the flash drive is plugged back into the election computer to upload those results. So they match up physical ballots, ballots on the computer tabulating machine, and a third check will be individuals who checked in with their driver's license on election day or early voting. Says there's a lot of security around it, and we're not connected to the internet on any of the systems. They're completely standalone. Members of the commission unanimously approved the upgrade to the ballot tabulating machine. Other items were discussed in that county commission meeting. You can read more about it in the latest edition of the San Juan Record.
You know, the senior center programs have been very successful, and they had a lot of input from members of the community, and this figuring out what the policy should be has been a painful process just because of the enthusiasm of a lot of people trying to get what is eligible, what they can do, and what they can't do with the federal grants and so forth. But I'm hopeful that they'll be able to get some resolution and move forward, because those senior programs, people love them. They really do.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So they've been working on that, as you mentioned, and feel good about that moving forward. So, it's been a bit of work on it, and that policy and procedure manual adopted, and the commission members putting their stamp of approval on it as well. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Speaking of election news, ballot news, Montezuma County Clerk's Office announcing that the presidential primary ballots are in the mail in Colorado, and there's a 24-hour drop box throughout the county at the Clerk's Office in Cortez, open February 27th through March 5th at the Dolores Town Hall, Mancos Town Hall, U-Mountain Ute Tribal Headquarters, Cortez City Hall, and Cox's Corner there in Lewis. So lots of ways for folks to vote in the presidential primary there in Colorado. So again, it's election season. We'll be talking a lot more about elections in upcoming weeks and months. But believe it or not, ballots are in the mail for Colorado to vote on the presidential primary. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got more local news and happenings coming your way. Go ahead and take a break, and we'll be back. We'll have a preview of the San Juan Record and Artful Life coming up in the next segment. So stick with us. It's the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. Consignments will be accepted March 14th through April 3rd from 8 to 6 daily and April 4th from 8 to 5. The deadline to list items on the advertising flyer is March 3rd. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
Celebrate backyard birds during National Bird Feeding Month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. We've got big sales on Ace 40-pound wild bird food and 20-pound black oil sunflower seed. Assorted varieties of Ace bird suet, just $139 apiece. Plus, save on Ace spray paint, yard and garden tools, Flex Seal products, Gorilla Tape, and much more. It's all part of our Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks, like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Wednesday, February 14th, 2024, 9:19 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. David Boyle in studio now with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. And Bill, it's Wednesday.
Yes, it is, which means that the San Juan Record's out on the, well, it's not quite yet. We're getting it close. We'll be out on the newsstands. It'll be in your boxes. If you have an online subscription, it's delivered at 5 a.m. this morning. A big 16-page paper and a lot in the paper. Our cover photo this week is by Dan Davidson, who just takes incredible wildlife photography. He has a beautiful wintry view from Elk Ridge looking down into the canyon country. And anyway, really nice. A nice photo by Dan Davidson, County Commission story, and the Utah withdrawal of the Sitla land swap in Bears Ears are our two front page stories. Really nice, good, informative, important stories that you'll want to take a look at, and because these are things that are going on. Of course, the commission meeting, and then that big land swap of Sitla or state trust land properties in Bears Ears with other federal lands outside of Bears Ears that the state of Utah withdrew from that proposal last week. A lot of events going on. Of course, it's Valentine's Day today, and restaurants are having specials, and Homestead Steakhouse, you probably ought to call and get your reservation quick. It may be too late. There'll be a Valentine's concert and dance tonight, sponsored by the Cagalia Fine Arts Council, and Ellen Williams is going to talk about that, I'm sure, in her artful life. A student at Whitehorse High School, Gabrielle Dance, won a statewide poster contest for a clean air marketing contest. We have a nice picture of her winning artwork on that. The National Park Service have completed an investigation in this spectacular fire that took place at Bullfrog in the early winter. And determined that it was a accidental fire. Terry Lickety, a relatively recent move into Blanding, has sent in a letter to the editor about a newcomer's take on Blanding. Really nice letter to the editor, and some interesting insights into living in this part of the country. High school sports, of course, are dominating this time of year. Last weekend was the big Utah State Wrestling Tournament in Richfield, and we had lots of local kids who participated and did well, and we've got several pages of coverage of that. If wrestling's done, that means basketball is reaching its apex, and tonight, San Juan Bronco basketball team is going to have a play-in game in the first round of the 2A state tournament. That'll be broadcast here on Red Rock 92. Tonight at 7 o'clock, I think, is the tip-off time. Anyway, an awful lot in the paper. Pick it up. We have obituaries for Maxine Spotted Elk, who raised her family in Blanding and passed away last week. And Sandy Freestone passed away last week in northern Utah. She will have interment services next Tuesday at 2 p.m. at the Monticello City Cemetery. I guess we'll talk about these later on. Services for Sherry Christensen of St. George are next Monday. Anyway, that's in the paper too. Pick up the paper. We appreciate your support. There's a lot of good information in here. A lot going on in San Juan County. Our back page is a photo of the Monticello High School boys basketball team. They had a big win last night and close out the regular season tomorrow with an in-county rivalry game against Whitehorse. But anyway, pick up the San Juan record.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. That's a full edition. Lots to check out there.
Yeah, we had technical problems with the radio yesterday. We also had technical problems with the newspaper, and so it was nice to get the morning show this morning and the newspaper on the newsstands.
Yeah. Yeah, always a win. Oh, very good. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got some news in education. San Juan School Board is meeting today in their monthly meeting. I'll have a couple of items to discuss. Members of the Blanding community participated in a survey weighing in on the new Blanding Elementary School. A part of the meeting today, they'll be discussing a possible floor plan adjustment, different options for the district to consider on the Blanding Elementary School. So that'll be interesting. They'll have a couple of other items as well to discuss and possibly take action on, including other capital projects. Consider approval of the Board of Education meeting schedule for the next academic year, all part of the San Juan School Board meeting. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock area, Bailey Duran with the Cortez Journal running a nice story last week about Pueblo Community College and their partnership with Habitat for Humanity as they're working on building homes in the area. The 700-square-foot one-bedroom home is on 12th Street in Cortez, and that collaboration became official last fall. High Purpose House also joined the partnership, helping build most of the roof for the house. So 11 students from PCC's National Center for Construction Education and Research Carpentry class helped build the house by learning how to build floors, walls, and roofs. So nice collaboration there between Pueblo Community College as well as Habitat for Humanity. I've got a full story on that. Their work and some photos in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal, also available online at the-journal.com. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the area.
Yes, a celebration of life for Martin Joe Espinoza, age 50 of Moab, are at 11 a.m. on Saturday at the Moab LDS Stake Center on Locust Lane. As I mentioned earlier, Sherry Christensen of St. George passed away on Sunday. There'll be a viewing in Monticello at noon on Monday, February 19th at the LDS Stake Center, followed by a brief graveside service at the Monticello City Cemetery. And graveside services for Sandy Freestone are Tuesday, February 20th at 2 p.m. at the Monticello City Cemetery. Freestone passed away on February 8th at the age of 68. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Thanks for those, Bill. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. As mentioned, as part of the morning show, we've got An Artful Life. We're going to send you over to that, and we'll be back with more local news and happenings. Stick with us. You're listening to the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
When I hear the word cello, I think of Yo-Yo Ma, who began playing the cello at age 4. The term yo means friendly in Chinese. He says his parents probably didn't know Yo-Yo was a toy, but still named him Yo. He has won Grammys, played for 9 presidents, and received the Presidential Medal of Freedom. He has remarkable talent with his relentless dedication to his craft. One doesn't simply land on the top of one's field. Malcolm Gladwell said it takes 10,000 hours of practice to be professional at anything. Ma figures that he does 10,000 hours every 5 years. At age 50, he has practiced over 50,000 hours. Well, we have our own Yo-Yo Ma here in San Juan County. Patricia Cusia retired to Moab and has been playing the cello for years. She's a classically trained cellist whose career started in Oregon Symphony and ended on the stages of Las Vegas. Patricia played with show business stalwarts like Sinatra, Elvis, Tony Bennett, Pavarotti, Andre Bocelli, Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, Burke Bacharach, Roy Clark, Kenny Rogers, Neil Sedaka, and Merle Haggard, to name a few. She's played with the Pasadena, Reno, and Las Vegas symphonies and operas. She presently enjoys playing with the Grand Junction Colorado Symphony and local events in San Juan County. Kygalia Arts is giving you a real reason to celebrate Valentine's. Patricia Kuzia, accompanied by Richard Pincock on the piano, will perform from 7 to 8 p.m. Ms. Kuzia and Russell Pincock met at a Messiah rehearsal several years ago and have joined together ever since. She calls it serendipitous. Afterwards, from 8 to 9 p.m., Kelly Jepson will be DJing the Valentine's Dance. Again, all these events will be held on Wednesday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, at the Arts and Events Center in Blanding. So get out your dancing shoes. That's February 14th at 7 p.m. at the Arts and Events Center in Blanding. This has been An Artful Life.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation.
This week, a story of resilience amidst injustice unfolds at the Moab Museum. Join us Saturday, February 17th for the free public opening of A Moab Prison Camp, Japanese American Incarceration in Grand County. The former CCC camp at Dalton Wells, 14 miles north of town, transformed for 106 days in 1943. Dive into this history in our own backyard and its lasting legacy by visiting moabmuseum.org. Stop by 118 East Center Street in Moab from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday.
It's tax season and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Spring's right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, has all your seed starter needs covered. Garden and flower seeds are here. The January wine sale has been extended through February. Our new shipment of Tannerite will help you celebrate spring with a bang. Plus, Walker Drug offers home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, right next to Walker's True Value.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Wednesday morning, February 14th, 2024, 9:33 a.m. Bill, February 14th.
Yeah, it was on this day 51 years ago today that Crocodile Rock by Elton John was the number one song. That's an awesome song. It was his first U.S. number one hit, 1973. he went on a tour of Australia and heard a band there. They had Eagle Rock, and it inspired him.
Eagle Rock, was that, it was a U.S.?
Australian. So an Australian band had this Eagle Rock and inspired Elton John to do Crocodile Rock.
I was wondering if Eagle Rock was sounding like American rock and then Crocodile Rock was supposed to sound like Australian rock, but I guess.
The Eagles came a few years later and they reinvented rock, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So 51 years ago today, Crocodile Rock. On this day in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell applied for a patent for his new invention, the telephone. And on this day in 2005, 19 years ago today, three friends registered a new website called YouTube.
Hmm.
And it gets more than a billion unique visitors a day. It's crazy how big YouTube is. The Valentine's Day Massacre in Chicago was on this day in 1929. Al Capone and his gang murdered seven rival gang members. Excuse me for my cough. The Night Chicago Died is... that song is roughly based on the Valentine's Day Massacre in Chicago. And on this day, these aren't very many romantic historical things. On this day in 1991, Silence of the Lambs premiered. It won Academy Awards for Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress, and Best Director. That cleaned up at the Academy Awards. The river basins in southwest Colorado sit at 96% of normal for the day. That's always exciting. McPhee Reservoir, 76% full today. It was less than 50% full 1 year ago today. So even though we're having an average winter, I guess, not like last winters, but still the reservoirs are so much better shape right now. Southeast Utah sits at 113% of normal for this date, with Camp Jackson at 118% and the LaSalle Mountains at 105%. Of course, today's Valentine's Day, the feast day of Saint Valentine. He was a priest and physician who was martyred about 270 AD in Rome. The tradition of exchanging greetings of love on Valentine's Day is based on a legend that Valentine signed a letter to his jailer's daughter who he'd fallen in love with. And it said, "From your Valentine." So that's where we get the Valentine's letters. $13 billion estimated to be spent today on Valentine's Day. And 200 million roses ready to be distributed.
Wow.
Statehood Day in Arizona. Arizona entered the Union on this day in 1912. It's also Ash Wednesday, marking the start of Lent, or the 40 days before Easter. Remember, you came from the dust, and to the dust you shall return. That's the message of Ash Wednesday after the Mardi Gras, the festival season that just ended. Today is also Organ Donor Day and National Cream-Filled Chocolate Day. Abolitionist Frederick Douglass was born on this day, or close to this day, in 1814. They didn't have an exact birthday for him. He was a slave. He escaped from slavery in Maryland, became one of the most eloquent voices for the elimination of slavery. Frederick Douglass. Actress Florence Henderson was born on this day in 1934. She's Mrs. Brady on the Brady Bunch. Passed away in 2016. And Teller of Penn and Teller, the magicians. He was born on this day in 1948. He's the one who never says anything.
Mm.
So Teller's birthday today. Singer Rob Thomas of Matchbook 20 is 52 years old today. And Christopher Latham Sholes was born on this day in 1819 in Pennsylvania. He was the inventor of the QWERTY keyboard.
Ah.
So, man, it's a big day for the Sholes family. Happy birthday, localies, to Val Dalton, Ryan McBride, Terry Schaefer, Gage Buffington, and Catherine Boyd. Sorry if we missed some birthdays the last couple of days. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Yeah, I'm trying to double check and see if there are any birthdays. While I'm looking that up, also got your state's favorite romantic comedy. This is from cabletv.com. Put this together. I didn't measure their scientific methods, but the most popular movie romantic comedy in your state, in Arizona and New Mexico, it's Clueless. In Colorado, Bridesmaids, and in Utah, 10 Things I Hate About You. Those are the, according to cabletv.com, the top romantic comedies in the area. So take what you will from that.
Groundhog Day should be the romantic comedy in every state.
You know, I think that's on the list for one of the states, but not sure. So anyways, very interesting. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. You know, Bill, you mentioned the paper preview, and I've got to mention this story that you were inducted into the UHSAA Circle of Fame over the weekend. That happened at the state wrestling tournament. I'm just going to read what we've got here. Bill, as editor, of course, of the San Juan Record on here on the morning show, I've muted his mic so he can't talk back. Served on the High School Activity Association Board of Trustees for 12 years, including 4 years as president of the board. The Circle of Fame honors individuals who have contributed to their communities in high school activities and is the highest honor the Activities Association bestows upon contributors. His nomination read in part that Bill Boyle is a graduate of Monticello High and attended Snow College, Brigham Young University, and Stanford University. Bill has built his life serving the good people of Southeast Utah. Bill wrote, quote, "I have spent my lifetime watching and enjoying the full range of high school activities as a starstruck young fan, eager student, anxious parent, involved elected official, and engaged member of the media." Bill immersed himself in the efforts to keep a level playing field in all activities, association activities, and loved every minute of serving the schools and students of Utah. Today, of course, Bill is still involved in covering Southeast Utah teams all over the airwaves on Red Rock 92 and StreamUtah.live and in the pages of the San Juan Record. Bill writes, quote, "I love high school activities and I'm grateful for the solid foundation that high school activities build in our youth." So congratulations, Bill, again, inducted into the Utah High School Activities Association Circle of Fame.
Oh, well, thank you. That was pretty exciting for an old one-armed guy who couldn't make the varsity team to be in the Circle of Fame for the association. I liked it.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a fun time, and it was great to see you honored. Ran into several people since. Oh, I didn't know that about your dad. That's awesome. Tell him congrats. So anyways, we were excited. You know, that was part of the state wrestling tournament, and I joked on Monday. I said if there was a market for it, I think the morning show would just be a high school wrestling podcast, but that's not really what people want to hear. But I do want to circle back and talk about the state tournament. It was pretty exciting there in Richfield.
Boy, it was, and tremendous success for lots of local kids. San Juan Broncos finished third overall in the 2A tournament, had 4 wrestlers in the finals. I think that's some sort of record. Monticello had 4 wrestlers in the finals. All the Monticello and San Juan wrestlers finished second. We didn't have a great final except in
Grand County.
Yeah, Austin Paris in Grand County was the state champion at his weight division in 2A, culminating a very, very successful year. But yeah, that state wrestling tournament is quite a place. They had a girls tournament for 1A and 2A combined, and I think we've just about reached the capacity of the Sevier Valley Center. There were a ton of people there, and it's really an electric atmosphere and lots of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great time, and really a lot of fun to watch those state tournaments. You know, you mentioned placers, Chad Yellow, along with Parker Snyder, J.D. Palmer, and Taylor Black all finishing second for the San Juan Broncos. We also mentioned, of course, Austin Paris, champion, Beach and Bosch finished third at heavyweight for Grand. Looks like other third place finishers, Trace Bennett for San Juan, finished in third. Really, really great showing. Again, Monticello, 4 finalists in Arturo Gutierrez, John Lieber, Zach Thane, and Thomas Fulmer. So, yeah, it was a really successful weekend. You know, we talked about there's lots of wrestlers there. I think I've got Bill's favorite wrestler, though, at the state tournament. Might have been Peyton Adams for Grand County.
Yeah, Peyton Adams has a bit of a handicap. She's missing her right hand, but she finished third in her weight division and wrestled really well. Had a great year, and congratulations.
Yeah, Yeah, so Bill, of course, those of you that don't know, he also has one hand. So definitely a fan of Peyton. So
yeah,
congratulations.
It was fun to watch her. She did awesome. I think she lives in LaSalle, goes to school in Moab.
Oh, there we go. So San Juan County resident. Well, that's great. You know, speaking of San Juan County residents as well, some history made in that girls' tournament. Of course, they've had 1A through 3A for several years, and they even have had 1A through 3A and 5A in previous years. But the first medals for some local teams, Yonda Smith finishing third for Monument Valley. So that's the first girls' wrestling medal for Monument Valley. And Whitehorse also earned their first wrestling medal as Rayana Lee took fourth for the Lady Raiders. So, yeah, that sport growing. And, yeah, the Sevier Center is just about at capacity.
It was fun. It was lots of fun.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings coming your way. We'll go ahead and take a break, send you over to the on-air job fair, and we'll be back with the sports report chatting with Rhett Sifford as the Broncos get ready for the state basketball tournament and more. We'll take a quick break and be back on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour. Worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191, or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com.
Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has an opening for a diesel mechanic at their facility in Moab. It's full-time work and pays from $22 to $27 an hour depending on experience, and it includes a great benefits package. You'll work on a variety of diesel and gasoline vehicles and equipment. Download an application online at swssd1.org or call 435-259-6314 for more information. The mailing address is 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital.
Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. Also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, marketing assistant, and patient care tech, full-time and part-time at night. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers.
Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Worldmark Moab has immediate openings for an experienced maintenance manager with a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Come join a dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. San Juan Clinic Monticello seeks a clinic manager and Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonlands Solid Waste District has several openings. Mechanic, lube tech, heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are all needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including Environmental Health Director, Full-Time Economic Development Specialist, Sheriff's Deputy in the North District, Part-Time Senior Center Aide in Blanding, and a 32-hour-a-week Victims Advocate position that includes benefits. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225.
White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancucci's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the chef tournoi role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Hearts, love, and sweet winnings at the Ute Mountain Casino. Get ready for a month of excitement with sweet winnings. Every Saturday in February at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m., we're giving away $1,000 in cash. Every drawing. Every Sunday is Sunday Fun Day. Every hour, we're giving away $200 in cash to one lucky winner and $25 in free play to their friend. Sweet winnings and Sunday Fun Day await at Ute Mountain Casino.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, reminds you it's time to clean and tune up your furnace this winter. Check out this unbelievable special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss the big Red Rock Radio Winter Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this winter with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs. Call them today.
Come check out the big bargains this month at Walker's True Value Hardware and Lumber Yard in Moab. four packs of GEHD LED bulbs are $13.99. Duracell AA and AAA 8-packs just $8.99. Rubbermaid 32-gallon wheel trash cans $19.99. Plus, stock up on winter staples like ice melt, heaters, insulation tape, and fire pits. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Wednesday, February 14th, 2024, 9:55 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. Morning show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Joining us now in studio for a sports report is Rhett Sifford. Morning, Rhett.
Morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Going really well.
Good, good.
You guys have already handled half my job discussing in depth the wrestling tournaments from this past weekend.
Yeah, sorry, man. We couldn't help
No,
ourselves.
That's good. I know you guys love ourselves. You guys are a lot more intelligent when it comes to that, too. I remember listening to the divisional tournament we had down here in San Juan, and Art Adair, of course, on the call there, and I just listened for a few minutes and was just mesmerized and went into a trance, like watching Bob Ross paint, you know, and just yeah, crazy.
Yeah,
but no, it's an exciting time of year for sure. We got state tournaments going on, state tournaments in the books. It's hard, we say this every year, it's hard to believe that the season is so winding down at this point. You know, wrestling is now done, and we've got 2A basketball teams in our area in playoffs right now. The San Juan girls team unfortunately had their season come to an end last night with a 47-39 loss at North Sevier. So that was, San Juan was the 20th seed and North Sevier ranked number 13, so not an upset, of course. So one team season already done, you know, and those girls will start getting ready for softball, which is also hard to believe, but that's going to be starting in the next couple of weeks. And, you know, they'll probably start practicing, I don't know, today. I don't know how that works, but yeah, it's crazy. We've got on the boys' side, well, let me mention the other girls' game last night. Grand County, number 9 seed in the 2A girls Utah State Tournament, beating Mazer Prep, who was ranked 24th last night, 66-25, so an easy win for the Lady Red Devils tonight. So they'll move on to the 2A second round, and they'll play Friday at Intermountain Christian, and that's going to be a fun one. That's going to be, Grand County is the number 9 seed and ICA is the 8 seed in that tournament, so that's going to be a fun matchup at ICA this Friday. We've got the boys state tournament going on tonight, both Grand County and San Juan playing. Grand County is number 8 in the 2A boys tournament. They're playing number 25 Utah Military Academy Hill Field, and that'll be in Moab tonight. In fact, both of our teams hosting tonight, and of course you guys have already mentioned number 12 San Juan hosting number 21 Intermountain Christian tonight. That game does tip at 7, like you guys said. We'll be on the air 6:30 here on Red Rock 92 and also stream utah.live. I do believe it's going to be probably the last San Juan game that'll appear video wise on streamutah.live. So that's going on tonight. That's going to be a fun matchup, and if the Broncos can win that one, we'll also have a game on Red Rock 92 Saturday. They would head up to Colville again for the second time in a few weeks here and play North Summit in the second round. A lot of action in Colorado. Back on Monday, of course, we didn't have the morning show yesterday, and I wasn't able to get a sports report done with all the craziness we had going on with the station, but the Dove Creek teams hosted Telluride. The boys lost 42-27, but the girls won 64-16. The Dove Creek girls, one of the best teams in our area. It's really weird in the Colorado RPI standings, I guess maybe because Telluride probably has a losing record, but the girls win. They moved to 14-2 on the year, dropped from number 5 in the rankings, in the 1A rankings in Colorado, to number 7. So they win and they drop 2 places. The boys lost and they moved up from 30th to 28th, dropping to 7-11 on the season. So it's kind of weird. It'll work out in the wash, of course, but Dove Creek is the best Colorado team that we've got going on record-wise. You know, 14-2 record, pretty good, and they've been consistently in the top 10 all year, so that's kind of cool for them. And obviously the Colorado team's winding down, closing out their regular seasons like the 1A teams here in the southeastern Utah area as well. games from last night, other than the playoff games we mentioned, and I didn't get, I know we had on the air the Monticello and Monument Valley games last night, the boys winning 64-50, but I don't have a girls' score. That wasn't posted, so I don't know what the final score. I know Monument Valley won, but
yeah,
I don't have the final. So
I want to say it was 70-35, maybe. I got to check that, but that's okay. The numbers that come to mind.
Okay.
But I don't, you know.
So, you know, the Monument Valley girls continue to roll. They've got, in Utah, they do a deal where they remove the standings in the last week of the season. I'm not a huge fan of it. But so before those were removed, of course, Monument Valley has been number one all season long, and they're 17-1 on the year now. So clearly, you know, the best team in our area standings-wise. Monument Valley continuing to roll. It'll be exciting to watch them in the state tournament this year. I know you guys were mentioning rebounding will be a key for them, not going to be getting as many second chances at the state tournament as maybe they have been against some of the Region 19 opponents. But if they can take care of that, you know, their shooting is good. And so who knows, maybe the Lady Cougars can make some noise over at the state tournament next week.
Yeah, we'd love to see it. So we'll be following it. That's for sure.
All right, more games in Colorado last night. We'll just go right down the list here. Both Dolores teams were hosting Ridgeway, suffering a couple losses there. The boys 46-44, the girls 36-34. So that's weird, 46-44 and 36-34. 2-point games, 10 points apart.
Mm.
Very interesting. So a couple of pretty even teams there, obviously. Montezuma Cortez was in Mancos last night, and let's see, both Mancos teams winning those games, the boys 72-59 and the girls 45-38. Mancos has some pretty good records as well. The boys are 12th. They're 12-4, so that's a pretty solid record. And the girls are 16th. This is in the 2A Colorado standings. They're 12-5. So both those teams pretty equally good, and those guys are, you know, close to the top 10. Let's see, a couple other games here. Both Nucla teams were hosting Plateau Valley, and two losses there. The boys 76-50 and the girls 49-31. So, again, it's winding down. This is the final week of regular season games for all the basketball teams that are left in our listening area other than the 2A teams, which are already in state tournaments. And we do have the Colorado Wrestling State Tournament going on this weekend at Ball Arena in Denver. That begins tomorrow for Dolores, Dove Creek, Mancos, Montezuma Cortez, Norwood, and Nucla. I got to take a breath in the middle of that. All our teams in the Colorado area going to state. So good luck to all those teams. Good luck to the 2A boys and girls basketball teams that are still playing in the state tournaments. Good luck to all the teams that are concluding their seasons this week and heading into state tournaments. It's winding down here in the next couple weeks. We'll be in spring sports, if you can believe that.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's
it
what's going on.
It doesn't feel like spring, but we're getting closer.
San Juan boys tonight, 6:30 on Red Rock 92, streamutah.live.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah, definitely check that out. San Juan getting their state tournament bid underway. Well, again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Let's take a quick look at the regional sports report. Phoenix beating Sacramento last night in the NBA, 130-125. Kevin Durant with 28 points. Tonight, Denver hosting Sacramento at 7. Phoenix hosting Detroit at 7. And the Jazz hosting the Lakers. That also tips off at 7. So that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Valentine's Day.